This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. 24/7, 365 news cycle. You're on it. And if you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, we're going to try and give you the best and most accurate information you can possibly use at this point in time. And isn't there just so much happening in the world? Well, I wonder why. You know, we have some important dates coming up. And you know, we were talking to our guest, Dr. Jim Garrow, a little while ago. Let's see. Tomorrow, the 20th of October, they're supposed to release the documents from the John Kennedy assassination. The final documents are all supposed to be released by the government. And boy, are they saying, no, we want another 25 years. I wonder why they want another 25 years. Perhaps to forget entirely, an entire generation to completely forget about what happened in Dealey Plaza. Now, I got to tell you, I became a conspiracy theorist on the day that John Kennedy was assassinated. I didn't believe one iota that John Kennedy could be assassinated by one lone gunman. In fact, I went to Dealey Plaza on three different occasions two times to completely investigate for myself. And I came to the fast conclusion there is no way one man pulled it off by himself. But that's just me. And that's how long I've been a conspiracy theorist. Unfortunately, my conspiracy theories usually pan out to be fact. So that's going to happen. But also the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther posting the tablets up on the cathedral door in Wittenberg, Germany. I've been to Wittenberg. It's by Eisenach in Leipzig. Fascinating place and, of course, fascinating time in history. And, you know, if you are the Pope and you're a Jesuit, by the way, you're probably a little bit fearful of that 500th anniversary, and you probably don't want people to understand what that 500th anniversary of Martin Luther has to do with you, if you're the Pope. Anyway, we can explain that. But with us right now is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. She's been on the show several times. We've talked about voter fraud. She's been one of the chief people behind exposing the voter fraud that has been going on nationally. She and Katie Grimes have done an outstanding job. And, of course, now we know how much corruption has been involved in Nevada and California and the template that was used all throughout the nation by the left. But we've got a whole bunch of other things happening, and we're going to be talking to her about Las Vegas and also Steve Bannon and what work he is doing. And Megan, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It is such an amazing time period in our nation's history. What do you make of all these little holidays and all these little things that are going to be coming up? Like tomorrow, they're supposed to release the John Kennedy information. What do you think that's going to do to the nation when that comes out?
Oh, geez. thanks for having me on, Paul. You know, I think it will probably just give us a lot of answers that remain unanswered. And we'll probably get a window into whether or not, as you had opened your show, the conspiracy theorists were right. I'm hoping that a lot of that information released isn't, you know, redacted like Comey's memos.
Right.
You know, I just think it will shed some light onto the mystery, right? And really kind of hopefully quell some of our, or answer some of our questions and perhaps quell some of our fears is, you know, was there information that was held from the general public for the good of the public? You know, we see this time and time again that the government chooses fiction over facts, and the press seem to be complicit in allowing a narrative that's not factual in order to provide protection for certain people in power. As Jonathan Gruber had told us that around the time that Obamacare was being shoved down our throats, that they relied on the stupidity of the American people to do it.
Yep.
And the press engaged in yellow journalism is engaged in the sabotage of a political party and the protection of the Democrat Party. So the sabotage of Republicans and the protection of Democrats really are the primary perpetrators of disinformation, fake news, as Donald Trump has labeled them, but also the tool that the Democrats use to keep the people stupid.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting that you bring that sort of thing up when we talk about Republicans versus Democrats. And, of course, I have a different view of the political system now. I say we have globalists and we have an Americanist out there. And one of the people I lump into that category is Mitch McConnell as a globalist, not necessarily so much as a conservative Republican, as some people might think that he is. But it seems that Mitch McConnell has been put on notice by Trump.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that the ceremony they had, the press conference, when they came together the other day, was political optics. You know, kind of putting Mitch on the spot, but then again showing the unity that Mitch has to the agenda, to President Trump's agenda. Because so far, 9 months into the presidency, and although early, I mean, we do have to keep in mind, like Donald Trump had pointed out, President Trump, that, you know, Obama didn't get major legislation done in his first year. Bill Clinton didn't get major legislation, and not even Ronald Reagan got major legislation passed within the first year. But the American people are anxious to have the Republican majority actually deliver on the promises that they've made to us for 7 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Trump realized how disorganized that the Republican Party really was, and how they were more adept to making the public false promises in order to get elected. So the show of unity is definitely political optics at a time when we need some good optics. But it also put Mitch McConnell on notice that he needs to start leading because, by the way, he's the Senate Majority Leader. So his leadership, we'll see how his leadership does in these days as we go towards today. They're voting on the budget, and that's important for tax reform. So we'll see how this goes.
Now, we also bring up Stephen Bannon, and of course, the situation with Stephen Bannon coming out and declaring war on Republicans such as Mitch McConnell. I mean, he's not even, you know, silent about it at all. But this whole thing with Stephen Bannon and Mitch McConnell, how's that going to pan out? We got about 45 seconds in the segment before we go to break.
Well, Bannon the Bomb Thrower is nicknamed that by me and others for a reason. And bomb throwers are essential in politics because they keep people honest. And they also flush out the frauds in politics. And so putting the Republicans on notice is exactly what needs to be done. And with Bannon's help, I think we'll be able to purge many of the moderates out of the Republican Party who have really been the obstructionists and are really responsible for destroying Ronald Reagan's legacy and desires of limited government.
Mm-hmm.
Moderate Republicans grow government much like Democrats.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've got Megan Barth with us here from ReaganBaby.com.
And Reagan Babe.
Reagan Babe, I'm sorry. That's right. We had the attack of the websites. She and I did together, actually. So ReaganBabe.com. She's going to be back with us. We're going to be talking more about what's really going on in Las Vegas. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.N., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. So with us, Megan, we're talking about Steve Bannon. We just sort of left off with him, and you said he's a political bomb thrower, which I love the idea and the notion of a political bomb thrower, by the way. And he has just fit that role perfectly, hasn't he? I mean, he needed to not be in the administration, and he needed to be doing what he's doing right now.
Yeah, that's his that's his bailiwick. When I was in Orange County, California, I was considered a bomb thrower. I was liked by some and disliked by some. And actually, I liked being disliked because that showed me where the corruption was. And so it was easy that way to watch people's reactions to the truth. In return, I flushed out a lot of frauds in the Orange County Republican Party, many of the moderates, the new majority types that were really ruining the brand of the Republican Party because they were in bed with Democrats. But this is exactly the type of bomb thrower that we need. And Steve Bannon has a great tool and a platform to expose the frauds within the Republican Party, and that is Breitbart. He has a huge footprint, a huge following, and as we look at what happened in Alabama, I have a lot more hope that the American people are actually paying attention, because Alabamians chose Judge Roy Moore, the most conservative candidate, over Luther Strange, who was actually endorsed by our president. But he was also endorsed by the swamp. And when you saw Mitch McConnell pumping in $30 million into a state Senate race, you kind of stood back and said, geez, you know, $30 bucks. He really wants Luther Strange pretty bad. And I do Alabama radio twice a week and have done Alabama radio now for a couple years. And so I would get a sense of really how the Alabamians were feeling about the state election, and I could tell that Roy Moore had a really good chance based on all of our callers. And so it doesn't take it takes money to win an election, but the most important part is the message. And obviously Roy Moore only spending $1 million compared to Luther Strange's $30 million and the presidential endorsement still cannot push it across the line. So Roy Moore captured the hearts and minds of the voters based on his message, not his money.
Right, right. And that, you know, that always seems to win out in the end. I mean, it was just like watching him, you know, watching these guys pour money down the drain. and you knew what the outcome was going to be. And I like Trump's position on supporting not Roy Moore, but the other guy. I like that because I think it's going to pay big dividends because he's going to be supporting him anyway in the general.
But it was a win-win.
It absolutely was.
Yeah, because if Mitch McConnell had convinced Trump to throw his weight behind Luther Strange, Donald Trump still would have gotten Luther Strange's vote. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
So it definitely was a win-win, but it's also now I say is we just have to watch where the swamp goes, and then we just have to go the other way.
Your thoughts on what's going on with James Comey and the revelations that we're now picking up from everybody in the investigation? What are your thoughts on that? I mean, I know we got to get to the other part of it's Las Vegas, but what are your thoughts in there quickly?
Is it the Uranium One deal or the fact that he lied to Congress?
Well, I guess let's do Uranium One quickly.
Yeah, well, it was funny because this morning I wake up and I check all of the major news websites, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, et cetera, New York Times. Not one mention of Uranium One. Not one.
Yep.
For a press that was so obsessed with Russia and collusion, you would think that there would be one
not
story.
One.
There is not one story on the fact that during a criminal investigation, which was conducted by Robert Mueller, over a course of years, it was buried by Eric Holder, And during a criminal investigation into Russia related to blackmail, bribery, extortion, in order for them to grow their nuclear footprint, we still gave them 20% of our uranium to grow their nuclear footprint.
Right.
And the Clintons got $145 million in what is a seemingly quid pro quo from very wealthy Russian oligarchs that wanted the uranium. So I don't know. I think it's tantalizing, titillating. I think it should be at least first or front page news, but not one news organization is mentioning it.
That's because that's the way they roll. It doesn't fit their narrative, right? Clearly. I mean, this is something. But this is, you know, that the Russia thing with the dossier, all that was the distraction. They didn't want anybody looking into what was going on with Robert Mueller, his investigations, Uranium One. Then we can throw in the Bundys. We can throw in a whole bag of tricks there. They didn't want any of that to come out. But now here it is, front and center. At least we're covering it. I think the media that really counts now is covering it and exposing it. And it puts Mueller in a very bad place. Your thoughts on Mueller at this point?
I think that everyone from the top down in the FBI and many in the DOJ, all the leftovers need to be fired.
Right.
Robert Mueller was part of this. Rod Rosenstein was part of this. Andrew McCabe was part of this. And they're all sitting at the top and heads of our investigative agencies and our Justice Department.
And they all need to go. See, this is where I think Donald Trump has given everybody a lot of rope.
Yep.
And things are going to happen. Okay, quickly, Las Vegas, your thoughts on where this is going now. You had the bellhop or whatever the guy's name was, Morris or whatever, the guy who got wounded up there in the...
Jesus Campos, he was a Campos. Security guard.
Security guard, right. Thank you very much. Appears on Ellen DeGeneres' show. What's up with that?
Well, Ellen DeGeneres and MGM Corporation have a very long, wealthy history together. They exclusively carry the Ellen slot machines. They have a financial business relationship. So MGM wants to, it's a CYA move. They could put him in a friendly room.
Yep.
With a woman that is not going to ask any probing questions because she's not that intelligent. Jesus Campos, give her the script and just enough information to make it for good TV. So it was a win for MGM because they CYA, and it's a win for Ellen DeGeneres because she gets the exclusive interview and yawn, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, of course, it comes down to what's going on with your sheriff over there. He seems to be... being laser painted in the back of his head by the FBI. Is that the truth? Is that what's happening?
You know, we have to ask ourselves, do we trust the FBI? No.
No.
We don't. And so that's the problem, because our FBI has been so politicized by the prior administration, we have literally lost all faith in our justice system and our investigative agencies. I interviewed a retired federal agent who was responsible for conducting investigations himself and is also a weapons expert. And I interviewed him last Friday, and he said, if there's about 200 people on this case, if one person in blue thought that this case was being compromised or there was a cover-up going on, he goes, someone out of that 200 would come forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that to be true.
Well, can you hang on and stay with us for one more segment? Because I want to finish this thought. And we're talking to Megan Barth. And she's with she's the founder and proprietor of Reagan Babe, a nationally recognized and political commentator and women's advocate, and of course, good friend of Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com.
P. key to undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, and we're talking about the Las Vegas shooting. She lives in Las Vegas and has a great deal of expertise in what's been going on there, obviously. And we're talking about the situation with the investigation, with the FBI in particular. And it's just absolutely known, I think, in our circles that the FBI is completely dirty. We call them the good FBI and the bad FBI. There are some excellent FBI agents. I actually happen to know one who is definitely on what we call the GFBI, the good FBI. Go back to the old G-Man days, you know, versus the B-FBI, the bad FBI. And Megan, you were talking about the agents themselves that are involved in the investigation. You said there's about 200 on them, 200 involved in the investigation right now.
Yeah, it's one of the largest investigations ever conducted by Metro. Obviously, you know, the size and scope of the investigation, multiple states, the footprint of the kill box where, you know, 600 people were injured, 58 killed, the rooms. Just the timeline, which I think we have a timeline now. I'm not entirely certain. But yeah, just the size and scope of the investigation has caused it to, take a much longer than the American public is used to digesting information. So we're getting information because of Twitter and because of the 24-hour news cycle immediately. And so my friend, who's a retired agent, basically said, you know, in these times, I know it's kind of hard to sit back and wait because we want information as soon as we can get it. But because of the size and scope of this investigation, this is just the beast. You know, this is.
Yeah, this is what we have.
Yeah, this is what we have.
So I guess this is really the challenge of our time. And I keep, you know, telling people also, it's kind of like what's happening with the Trump administration getting a foothold. I remember the second day he was in office, people were saying, well, he needs to do this. And when's he going to do this? And he didn't do this yet. And I'm like, come on. You know, this isn't the way it all works. It takes time, especially when something is so large. This is a huge investigation. I understand that. And that's why I've been kind of sitting in the back, just kind of listening to everybody and listening to the comments. And, you know, I talk to my deep state people who tell me information. And for me, it's kind of interesting to listen to my deep state people. And all of a sudden, you know, their information that they've given me turns out to be reality, that's the truth. The Campos, Jesus Campos, who is the security guard, he has what I call the Islamic uniform. The people that listen to my show understand what I'm talking about. He has the beard without the mustache and the apparent look of somebody that is clearly involved, or to me anyway, has the patterning of somebody who's an Islamist. Is that the case?
Well, it hasn't been reported, but he certainly looks like the jihadi that took down San Bernardino. I mean, it looks like it's long-lost brother.
That was going to be one of my next comments. It absolutely does.
Yeah, but, you know, there has been a lot of disinformation, too, that's been published, like, by the likes of Laura Loomer. And I don't know Laura. I just know that she's kind of a sensationalist, independent journalist, citizen journalist. I think that's great. We need more of them. However, when there's such a vacuum or lack of information that's forthcoming, the vacuum tends to get filled with conspiracies and disinformation.
Right.
And she reported that Jose Campos, or Jesus Campos, was never on a security, kind of like a licensed security, where all security guards would go and kind of register, like a statewide database.
Uh-huh.
Well, the thing is, he wasn't, but he didn't have to be, because that only applies to security guards that aren't hotel employees.
Right.
So she was running with this, that he doesn't appear, and she was causing all of these problems. Well, of course, she didn't check state law. Okay, so, you know, it's very easy to follow conspiracy theories when we haven't been provided a lot of information. I get that.
And I recommend to people to sit back and relax a little bit and let some of the fact patterns. And, you know, I always tell people when things are starting to happen, it's the timing of live events that you need to pay attention to. In the first 24 hours, you'll get a ton of information, but then all of a sudden narratives will start taking off. So you have to kind of wait and let some of the narratives settle down, and some of the conspiracy, the real conspiracy theories that aren't true out there. Some of them are, you know, that's the thing. Some of them are, and they're done early on. But, you know, it takes some time, especially in these big events, you know, like 9/11. We didn't really get a lot of facts until several years after. And even now we're still getting some of the facts. And by the way, tomorrow is the anniversary, October 20th, of the John Kennedy information. It's supposedly supposed to come out. So this is the kind of stuff that we need to be aware of, and especially with this particular one, because it's such a huge investigation. But I'm very suspicious of him, basically because my sources have told me I should be.
Yeah.
And I'm not out with it yet, but I'm just saying that's what I am.
Yeah, and I am too. When the sheriff, Joe Lombardo, mm-hmm. of Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, comes out in a press conference and uses the term radicalized.
Right.
Radicalized is normally associated with Islam. But radicalization can also be like Hodgkinson, the shooter that nearly assassinated 24 Republican congressmen on a baseball field in Virginia.
Yep.
You know, he was a radical, rabid leftist who believed that Republicans were Nazis and we were evil and we were racists and we needed to be eliminated. And how was he radicalized? Well, he was radicalized by the likes of Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party. But usually when we talk about radicalization, we talk about Islam. And so, you know, that word carries a lot of weight. And then you look at Jesus Campos, and I'm thinking to myself, if 200 bullets went flying through that door,
right,
and the sheriff's department said that the door and the hallway looked like Swiss cheese, how is it possible that he only got struck in the leg?
It's a little odd, isn't it?
It's just weird, right? Mm-hmm. And we also have 1,000 cameras on that floor, and I'm exaggerating, but a lot of cameras.
Well,
everywhere in that hallway, outside the elevator, inside the freight elevator, inside and outside the stairwells. So the cameras will tell us, I think, everything.
Right. And, you know, that was my point to begin with, because I've been in several casinos in Reno where we were doing some work, literally, to learn how they do security. We were invited back in to watch those cameras. This is in the 90s. And Megan, you know how efficient, how professional these guys are in those rooms. They take these things serious because everybody's safety is at stake every moment because you have so much money. A robbery can happen every time. So they're on top of it. How did they miss this?
Right, and I don't think they did. I think they have what they need, but it, like I said, it's such a large investigation that I think they have all of the equipment in Quantico as far as equipment related to his computers and cell phones. So there is an electronic, there's not only a video footprint and a visual footprint of what happened that day, that evening.
But the days before.
But the days before, and on his computers and on his cell phones, somewhere is an electronic footprint,
right,
related to a manifesto or communications that he had with perhaps a terrorist organization, right? There, no one is completely off the grid.
Right, right. Well, listen, we're going to wrap it up here. I really appreciate you spending the extra time with us here, Megan. Tell us how we can get a hold of you, and what's sort of the you got about 30 seconds here.
ReaganBabe.com is my website, at ReaganBabe on Twitter, and at ReaganBabe on Facebook. That is my fan page, and I always like and appreciate the love.
Well, listen, we really appreciate all your efforts, and keep up the great work, especially when we talk about the elections and voting and all that stuff in Nevada and other places.
Yeah, absolutely. I will. As whenever I get new information, I will share it with you all. Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. We're going to be talking about, well, the fires in geoengineering. We'll be right back.
Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, thanks for listening. We have a lot of new listeners, which is indicated, of course, to us by our monitoring on how many listeners we have on an hourly basis. So, a lot of listeners, a lot of new listeners. Thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and the sister site, New California State.com, because we're forming a new state, New California. Anyway, what's happening in California? And I'm going to bring this up. Everybody's saying, well, don't bring this up. This is just too much. We don't want to be talking about California. Yeah, I love California. The new California. The old California, well, not so much. Of course, I've lived out here almost all my life, ever since I was brought out here, 6 months of age. And that's how old I was when I came to California. Okay, some of the things that are out there right now, I want to go ahead and talk about a couple of things. Why are we having this movie called Geostorm, headed for box office disaster? That's one of the things that's going on. Also, the Spanish government set stage to take control of Catalonia, unprecedented move to crush independence. Let's talk about that real quick. We have so many things going on. We're going to talk a lot about geoengineering in the days ahead, because we're going to slay the dragon in terms of what we're hearing about the conspiracy theories that are out there. And we're going to set the record straight on really the scientific modeling that goes on behind all the fires. That's geoengineered. That's on the table. That's absolutely what has happened here in my scientific mind. That's absolutely what's happened. But other things that are out there are distractions, and quite frankly, I think they're deliberate distractions to take away from the facts. In other words, we're getting, false narratives out there injected into the geoengineering issue. Now, why are we having this whole thing about this Geostorm movie pop up right now? That's another issue. But I want to get into this whole thing about what's happening in Catalonia. This is from CNN. Spain to trigger direct rule on Catalonia to crush independence bid. Now, this is how the strength of a document known as the Declaration of Independence for Catalonia has all of a sudden just turmoil has just sprung out. They're crushing the Catalans in Spain in their independence movement. Now, they don't have a constitution like we have, but their constitution gave Catalonia, by the way, which was a kingdom of Spain. Yeah, you have to go back and look at the kingdoms of Spain. This is how far back it goes, 400, 500 years ago. The time of Cristobal Colón, actually, in Catalonia. We make that reference that in the Gothic districts, it's a huge cathedral in Catalonia, in Barcelona. And it was in Barcelona that Cristobal Colón accepted Ferdinand and Isabella's, money to go buy ships and go across the Atlantic and discover the New World. And in California, that's not missed in California. The end of the journey for Christopher Columbus, California. And they celebrate it in the capital of California. Underneath the dome of the Capitol building sits Isabella in tribute to Christopher Columbus. So now as we go forward with our new California state movement, this Declaration of Independence for California is from California is going to be a big event. Let's not minimize it. But we have our U.S. Constitution to support us, and we're doing it constitutionally. So the state of California can't touch us. They'll try. But they can't touch us like they're doing that in Catalonia. That's kind of my point. That's the big thing. That's big news, ladies and gentlemen. It's really, really big news if you're understanding what is going on over here with the tyrant that's in California. The tyranny that's here in California. It is a tyrannical state, actually. With all the over... Ask any business leader. Ask anybody who's had a business outside of California. And by the way, for all of you Californians that are expats from California, we want you back in New California. We want you to come home to New California. We want you to make a more perfect union, a more perfect New California, with a constitution that will be a biennial legislative constitution. Once every 2 years, the legislature meets for 60 days. That's it. None of this 365, you know, type of 7 days a week legislative cycle that we've got. 2,000 plus laws that were introduced, bills that were introduced for laws. 600 of them ended up on Jerry Brown's desk just this year. That is outrageous. That should not be happening. That's why New California is rising. And visit the website newcaliforniastate.com. Going to get away from the tyranny of the tyrants in California. And that's what that's what our Declaration of Independence allows for. That's what the Constitution allows for. The founding fathers knew that there's nothing new under the sun in terms of human behavior. That over the years, this would happen to our own country. They knew that. It's happening within a state of our own country. They knew that. And they said, okay, the people have to have a way in which they can declare their independence. They have to have a way in which they can become who they want to be, self-determined, and break away from a tyrant and a tyranny. And they spell it out very clearly in the Declaration of Independence, and they spell it out very clearly in the U.S. Constitution. In the Bill of Rights, try the First Amendment. It's all the tools to declare your own independence with as a state. And we're not secessionists. We're not making a new nation here. We want to be the 51st state. We want to make that more perfect union, New California, and we will. And we have the instrument to do it. It's called the Declaration of Independence, and they cannot stop it. No matter what they do, they cannot stop the will of the people. That's what New California is about. And that's why we want Californians from around the nation come back home. We need you to build New California. We need you to take hold of New California and do the right thing. We will make a stronger nation with New California. United States of America with 51 states will be much stronger. We will demonstrate to the world that we can do this peacefully. We can declare our independence and we can become free people again in New California. The tyrants are on notice. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be
prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Closing statements. Visit newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. All right, a lot of things going on, of course, around the world, and we're here to help you understand what is totally going on around the world. Catalonia, watch out for Catalonia. Of course, the investigation. Megan Barth just brought some just fantastic information to us in the last hour about the Las Vegas investigation. Also, visit our website. We've got a whole bunch of stuff up about the fires. We're going to reach some conclusions here about the fires. And it's geoengineered. There's no question about the fires in California. They are geoengineered, period, end of subject. But, you know, the other conspiracies that go along with them, you know, that since we're starting to find out a lot of things, aren't necessarily correct. And we're going to be correcting the record on that one tomorrow in the next few days so that you understand clearly what's happening, so that we stay on focus, we stay on track, because, you know, we are having an impact up in Washington with geoengineering. A lot of people don't understand that. Now, I will be talking about geoengineering Monday night at the Feather River Tea Party Patriots inaugural meeting, 6:30. At Crossroads Church on B Street in Yuba City, California. And that will be a topic of discussion since we live here. I'm living right now in a fire area. And people have been impacted by it. We'll be talking about that. We'll also be talking about New California. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.